When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll get you a quick Masters update in a second. Before that, though, our second segment, always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company in the USA. Founded in 1937, Beck's Hybrids provides unrivaled customer service and product diversity for both corn and soybeans. Company founded on the three Fs, faith, family, and farming. Head over to beckshybrids.com to find your nearest Beck's Hybrids representative today. And maybe you run into Sonny Beck, possibly. You never know.
1937?
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost 100 years.
Yeah. Thank you for the update.
It's 87 years. Yeah. How about that for quick math, huh?
Yeah. Businesses that last that long are amazing to me. I salute them a lot in my head. Like McDonald's.
Yes.
I mean, that just keep roaring. I mean, that's a kind of a somewhat poor example, but. No, actually, it's a really good example.
What's wrong with that?
Just businesses that last, that endure, are amazing. And Beck's is one of those.
They are awesome. And Sonny, I hope to meet Sonny pretty soon. I think in August we'll meet Sonny Beck.
Another one is Denny's.
Oh.
Denny's has endured.
Why is Denny's not here anymore? It was over here, you said, back by where the General Store was at, right?
Yeah, and there used to be one out by the airport.
That saddens me.
There was a time when there were two Denny's here and maybe three. But there are definitely two. Yeah, there was one in the shadow of Memorial Stadium. You know, is to the west and south of Memorial Stadium. And then there
imagine
was
that
one.
Did they be packed still? How could that close down possibly? Denny's. It had to be packed all the time.
Yeah, and Sam, our friend Sam, managed it.
I'd like to know what went wrong with Denny's.
Shout out to Sam. I haven't heard from Sam lately. Sam, who works at Hy-Vee, your friend.
Yes, I know Sam.
Our friend, he managed that Denny's.
What happened? What went wrong?
Well, I mean, the land changed.
You know, I ate Denny's. You're gonna laugh at this. One summer, I was doing a job in Vermont.
In Vermont,
I
selling books.
You can like, I ate Denny's every day for 3.5 straight months for breakfast. Dead serious. Every single day for 3.5 months. I had Denny's breakfast at about 6:30 in the morning.
Did you really?
Every day.
Did you?
Every 7 days a week.
Did you sit at the bar?
3.5. No, we sat at a table.
It was a we. It wasn't just you.
Me and two other guys.
You guys went in there every day.
Every day.
That's fine.
Every day.
That's 100% fine.
I supported Denny's a lot financially that summer.
Good for you. So, what year would that have been?
That was in 2011.
Not that long ago, really.
Yep. Denny's was my go-to at the Grand Slam.
The Denny's near the stadium must have closed in the area of 1990, I would say. 92, 93, in that
Bring
area.
Bring it back. Bring back Denny's to Lincoln, Nebraska. Yes. We need it back.
All right.
Are you ready?
Right, yeah, play
Get
it.
Your hushed tones. It is time to get in the mood here.
Okay.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. Day two of the Masters begins momentarily. Actually, day one continues because there was a rain delay that caused the play to be halted. Didn't start for about 2.5 hours. A lot of guys did finish, including Bryson DeChambeau, top of the board at 7 under par. His best ever round at Augusta National, 7 under par.
DeChambeau hit 10 fairways. Hit 10 fairways, 15 greens. He got off to a dream start.
Just like three. This song is a dream.
Hey, dream start? 3 straight birdies out of the gate.
I saw it. It was impressive.
Three.
Speaking of dream start, the man who was the favorite for a reason going in, Scottie Scheffler.
Mm-hmm.
No bogeys, 6 birdies, made it look so easy. They're 6 under par, 66 hits, 1 stroke back of Bryson DeChambeau after day one.
There aren't enough words to describe Scheffler. Scott.
Scottie Scheffler. Scott. Scott Scottie Scheffler.
Right.
His swing is unique. It doesn't look like it should belong to the top player in the world, but you know what? Swing your swing, Scotty. Swing your swing. 6 under par. For those curious, Tiger Woods did not finish the first round. He is one of those. We'll be on the course here in 4 minutes. 4 minutes from now, action begins. You can watch on ESPN this morning. We'll have it on the TV outside here. But Tiger Woods, through 13 holes, sits at 1 under par. 5 holes to go before he gets to round two. The problem with Tiger Woods, of course, Sip, is that he cannot really afford to be playing more than 18 holes on a day. The way his body is at this point. It's broken down.
It's broken down. Danny Willett, another former Masters winner.
2016, when Jordan Spieth choked that one away, Danny Willett won that one.
-4.
He is. And he was not going to play as of Sunday. Decided, I played pretty well. I'm going to play.
Max Homa actually is also at -4.
He has 5 holes to go still, I believe.
That's true.
I don't think he's done quite yet, Max Homa. But he's still playing good golf, Max Homa. So there's a quick update on the Masters. Again, action returns in 3 minutes, the end of round one. I think the most holes left for somebody is 8. Eight holes. They're all in the back nine.
Will you have Masters playing on the monitors?
I probably shouldn't have it in here because I'll get distracted for the second hour of the show. However, that TV out there,
yes,
we'll have it on.
I think that's okay.
Otherwise, our show will be on all the different TVs except for this one TV. We'll have the Masters on.
The screen right outside the door is not in your view, so I think you'll be okay.
From the text line, Guilt Nerd says he has chills with the background music right now and the hushed tones of the voices.
We are being quiet.
This is like we're back in the hotel room in Memphis, Tennessee, ahead of Nebraska's loss to Texas A&M in the tournament.
I wish you wouldn't bring that up.
I did. It's too late. From the text line, let's go, Tiger.
Let's go, Tiger.
It's called the second nine, you scrub. Back nine, second nine, they both work. I will not yell when I'm listening and when talking to hushed tones with the Masters music.
You call the scrub.
The back nine is a proper term for the second nine in golf.
You are called a scrub.
I will not yell
scrub
with this delightful music playing in the background. It will not happen. Scottie Scheffler likely to pull away, my opinion.
What? That's your opinion.
He is my opinion. He is the best golfer in the world, and he has shown no signs of slowing down at all.
Bryson DeChambeau has struggled on this course.
He will fall apart.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion. DeChambeau averages a 75 usually on the last 6 rounds of golf here.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Augusta National.
Yes, Bryson DeChambeau has been critical of Augusta National in the past.
He says for him it's a par 67, which is hilarious because he shoots 75, so he's shooting 8 over versus 3 over apparently.
I think he's mature.
When you are cocky like that, you deserve to have the ramifications of the azaleas of Augusta National and Ray's Creek, which has found many of his golf balls over the last couple of years.
I would like to think Bryson DeChambeau has matured and can handle this. You are predicting Scheffler.
Yes.
To pull away.
And if Tiger Woods were to make the cut, he would continue his streak of never missing the cut at the Masters. Ever. Last year withdrew because of injury and bad weather in round two, or round three, excuse me. But yeah.
How's Tiger's gait?
Music needs to come back. The gait's better. It still looks a little stiff. He looks stiff to me. Walking up to the first, he just didn't look proper. But he's getting older, and he's had a lot of surgeries, a lot of issues, but he's still there. So again, Bryson DeChambeau leads the way at 7 under par. He is done. He will play round two when that action gets going, but their round one is getting restarted right now.
We're continuing round one.
We are. And Tiger Woods has 5 holes to go. He will begin today on hole 14.
Is weather a factor today?
I believe weather is good the rest of the time. So I think we will have a normal Sunday finish at Augusta National. Okay. There is your update.
Thank you.
We will give you... We'll make sure we give you updates throughout the day on the shows, but there's your update as of right now throughout round one. When we come back, we'll have Song of the Day.
Thank you.
And Aging Gracefully.
Yes.
Next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.